95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
You're excited about the weather.
You're right.
It drives me crazy.
Understandable.
Enough.
More rain.
We get it.
More rain.
We understand. We get the rain. Okay, fine.
Well, you get happy when it's sunny, so I get to be happy when it's gloomy.
That's true. So you get happy much less than I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Sluggo show.
Alrighty.
Give me five. We're going to continue.
Yeah, we got more and. There's so many damn songs with the word and in the title. We're going to go for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, perhaps the rest of the year.
I have a new job idea for you.
Oh, good. Looking
Might
for
be
some new work.
In.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the story, but Rick Ross lost his buffalo. His pet buffalo.
I hate it when that happens. What?
Running around the neighbors' houses.
Oh, man. A buffalo in a china shop? No.
Yeah.
No.
Animal news on today's show. That's right. Fantastic.
Sweet.
And a woman goes on a honeymoon by herself.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was curious about how
that
worked out.
I'm not going to get married anytime soon. I'm just going to go on a honeymoon by myself.
Suitcase full of vibrators. Good to go.
That just seems like a vacation.
Exactly.
I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Plus, we got those Red Hot Chili Peppers chance for you to see them up in Vegas. Tickets on sale as we speak at Ticketmaster for the show that's happening at the Allegiant Stadium on April 1st. And we will get you a one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino and $100 in gas card. When you hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers, be caller 13. You're in the drawing for tomorrow morning.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
It's like the Virtuoso Hour. It's Eddie Van Halen there, and right before that, Rush. So, you know, Neil Peart.
Sure enough.
These guys are really good.
Turns out they're good musicians.
Really, yeah.
That's your point?
100 years from now, they'll be like, oh, this is some classical music from Edward Van Halen and Neil Peart.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. 37-year-old single influencer, sick of waiting for the perfect partner, enjoys solo honeymoon.
Why can't she influence someone to fall in love with her?
She said she's fed up with being single, decided to take herself on a solo honeymoon, or as they call it, and you're going to love this, a me moon.
I do like that.
She vowed to stop depending on men to make her happy.
Good for her.
Which I think is probably pretty good.
That's a very wise choice, actually, yes.
Brittany Allen revealed in 2022 that she traveled to London and froze her eggs before booking a dream vacation to France and Italy.
I froze my eggs once, but boy, that hurt.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has days where they're like, I want the deep romance, but mostly I don't feel pressure to get married, she said. Or she doesn't want to feel pressure to get married.
Sure.
So she's just decided to live her life. She says the longest relationship around was around 5 years. And I feel like that's forever.
How old is she? 5 years.
22.
Oh, my God. Come on. You don't know yet. Just chill. You'll find one thing or the other. It doesn't matter what it is.
She is fine.
Don't throw in the towel.
People really loved that content, I think. I've probably had thousands of messages of women planning their own me moon.
Well, good. That's cool. Maybe once you do that, then you aren't so picky and you find the right person. And you know what I mean? When you're not looking, all that crap.
That does seem to happen.
Yeah.
Listen to Romantic Sluggo here.
Tobias Fünke did this, however. Do you remember? He went on his own honeymoon.
Arrested Development?
You know, that show is really a good do not do these things these people do lesson,
right.
Generally.
Sure.
It didn't go so well for him.
Sure. But for her, she seems to be fine.
That's nice.
And I think she... pretty much, it sounds to me like she did it because she's a quote influencer,
right.
So she needs content.
Right. So did she get the honeymoon suite, the me moon suite with like a round?
I don't think there is a me moon
bed.
Suite.
Give me like a heart shaped bed for one.
Just a single heart, tiny heart with a single
exactly.
bed. I don't think so.
Me moon. Me moon you.
Me moon.
You know what I'm saying? Any second now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You apparently have an idea for a new job for us.
Yes, that's coming up a little bit later.
I'm looking forward to finding out what my new gig is going to be.
I think you'll like it. Also, your neighbor's pets got out in the 4 o'clock hour. But first, let's talk about an animal story that's the best.
All right.
And it's about a 90-year-old turtle.
Hello.
That's having babies.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah, listen to this report.
Tongues are wagging at the Houston Zoo.
We haven't heard her in a bit.
Sluggo's very excited because Jeannie Moose is her name. She's a reporter for CNN and she's awful.
She always does the puff pieces.
She always does the puff pieces.
I always just want to puff a whole lot and listen to her.
So she says, tongues are wagging, and she shows like a zebra, like this tongue out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, dear God.
Tongues are wagging at the Houston Zoo. All eyes are on the zoo's oldest resident, A 90-year-old tortoise named Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles. Well, it was 90 years ago. There's pretty sucky names back then.
90-year-old turtle.
Almost as old as we are.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's insane.
What's dude been up to all this time, man?
Who has managed to father three little pickles.
Oh, well, there you go.
How about
now
that?
I know.
All right. That's what he's been doing.
Named in keeping with the pickle theme.
So, dill, gherkin, and jalapeno.
Oh, my God.
Those are the names of the tortoises.
Oh.
Because he's Mr. Pickle.
I don't like this planet anymore.
He's Mr. Pickle.
I need to move to another planet.
How do you not like Mr. Pickle getting some?
I do like that.
What do you have against that?
Their 90-year-old father was dubbed Playa for his virility.
Oh,
this is where
man.
She goes to Twitter this and is... tries to get punchlines from other people.
This is why I love her.
Get it, Playa?
She just said Playa.
Yes, she did, and poorly.
Celebrated with attaboy. Is it a big deal that he could sire these babies at age 90?
What happened? Did she drop her microphone in the water?
I don't know. No.
Water?
Now she's live talking to the woman. I don't know.
It is a big deal.
The keeper stumbled on Mrs. Pickles laying her eggs and moved them to safety. Now Mr. Pickles has become the Larry King of the tortoise world.
Now here's where she pivots, because Larry King's an old human that had babies when he was old.
Oh, I see.
You get the tie-in.
Sure, and anybody who watches her on a regular basis would get
right.
it as well.
So truth be told, the departed talk show host fathered his last child at 66.
Well, it's not like 90. That's a big difference.
I think so, too.
That's a huge difference.
I think
but okay,
so, too.
All right.
So Larry's a piker compared to Mr. Pickles.
Huh.
Like Larry, Mr. Pickles has a much younger mate. Mrs. Pickles is 53.
Ow.
Oh, he's robbing the cradle.
All right. That's crazy.
The pair had only one other hatchling, so to have three this late in life, well, it's a little like the tortoise and the hare.
The lagging tortoise very slowly crawled along.
So now
that
she goes.
That sound effect is unnecessary.
Now she gets to the story of the tortoise and the hare.
Considering the subject matter.
And the yeah, right. And the hare, just wait. And the hare just gets too cocky and rests. And then the tortoise, who's slow and steady, wins the race. That's where she's going.
Softball like that, and you gotta let it go.
But when the hare lollygagged, the tortoise triumphed. Slow and steady, Mr. Pickles won the race to procreate. Ginny Mo.
Yes.
CNN, New York.
Mr. Pickles won the race. So I started doing some research.
Uh-huh. It inspired you, huh?
At which point I realized I need to clean my search history. Because I wanted to know, and I assumed I knew the answer, but how turtles have sex.
Mm. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Same.
Right.
Same is the answer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So just, like, they don't take their shells off, like, slowly, like
no.
a striptease
no,
or some
No,
sort.
Striptease thing or anything.
No,
their shells
not
are on.
Hanging upside down. They don't have a sex swing.
There's no music going.
No music.
There's nothing. But I will tell you that it's pretty slow, and the first one I pulled up on YouTube is pretty graphic.
Really?
And the female turtle, tortoise, is about to fall asleep.
Sure, you know.
And this is the male tortoise. This is how fast.
It sounds like he's having a good time.
And that goes on.
So that's like
that goes on for like 5 minutes. Imagine the old one. Imagine Mr.
That's
Pickles
2 hours.
And how long he takes. Come on, get off of me.
I need to get a burger.
Come on, Mr. Gordon.
Oh, that's not it. That's the wrong one.
Oh.
It's the old old tortoise. Yeah. The KLOS microphones were there.
That's all it is.
That is hot. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
There is a new song, brand new one from Rival Sons called Bird in the Hand. It's great stuff. Guys out of Orange County are going to play it in just a few minutes, so don't wander off.
This is a story out of France. A young couple in France is currently engaged in a legal battle for the right to name their baby Hades. Now, we've talked a lot about baby names on this show and why parents would give their kids that name.
I mean, you know, this could be the sweetest spirit ever, like the kindest soul who would always help everyone. But they're named Hades.
Why would parents do that?
Because they love Ozzy.
Cristina Desgrez and Rodrigo Velasquez, a couple from historic French port city of St. Malo, which happens to be the highest and most spectacular tides in Europe. I'm not sure why they put that in there. Had their first baby in September of last year, and they still don't have a name because in France they have to get it registered, and somebody can say no.
Really?
That's not a good name.
I mean, the government can step in and go, nope, nope, we won't be naming it that.
We're not going to be let you call your baby Hades. What a crazy fight is that?
Well, now, I guess if the government is stepping in and saying they shouldn't, suddenly I'm like, oh, yeah, no, they need to be able to name their child Hades. It's a wonderful name.
Of course.
How dare you?
She says nobody makes the connection with the devil and the...
what else do you connect it with?
Agreed. In the maternity ward, it didn't shock anyone. On the contrary, people like it.
No, they don't.
She said.
Oh, that's really nice.
We
that's
chose
cute.
The name simply because we thought it was pretty.
Hades is pretty.
Velasquez Desgrez sounds good.
You know that they had a bet when they were like tweens. They're like, we have kids. We're going to name it Hades.
Right, but
nothing anybody can do about it.
Don't you grow up and realize that was a stupid idea?
Generally, yeah.
Because you were drunk? In France, as in many other civilized countries in the world, parents can't just name their babies whatever they want.
How is that civilized?
If authorities consider the name goes against the interest of the child, they have the power to ask the parents to change it.
Not the worst thing I've heard, I have to say.
I hate to say that as well, but there are a lot of people who name their kids awful things.
Yeah. Well, if you're a celebrity, though, they don't seem to step in on them. They seem to be able to do whatever the hell they want.
If you're in school and you're taking role,
oh my God.
Hades, why would they?
Well, at least most of the kids probably wouldn't know until they were in their teenagers.
And then they would fear her.
Yeah. I'm a little afraid of the baby myself now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Give me five. It's songs with the word and in the title. It's amazing how many there are.
Don't call for that now, though.
No.
We want you to call with your neighbor's pets got loose. Based on this story, TMZ broke it. Rick Ross, who's a rapper and record company producer guy, lost his buffaloes. His buffaloes got out.
You know you've got too much money when you own buffaloes.
He owns buffaloes.
Tell me he lives in Manhattan with his buffaloes.
No, he lives in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, I know Fayetteville. I've been there. Yeah, you know Fayetteville.
So that makes sense.
That's weird. Okay.
But they got out of his backyard and they were wandering around his neighbor's front yard.
That is open land out there.
Now, I think I would be afraid of a buffalo.
I don't want to have a buffalo wandering up to my front door.
Because I don't know if they're...
chill.
They get mad or they're going to rush me or whatever. I don't know. Rick Ross did speak on video and explained that they're not harmful. So listen to this.
Okay.
You see me on TMZ this morning. A few buffalo bulls, cattle got out. You may deal with puppies, dogs. I deal with cattle. You watch Yellowstone. I deal with cattle. But look, I want to thank all the neighbors, Fayetteville, and, of course, my team, Skinny Man, the whole squad, for making sure all our animals made it back safe. I always return any stray pets, so make sure y'all keep collars on y'all pets. Anytime you see one of my buffaloes, please give it a carrot.
Give it a carrot?
When you see a buffalo, see one of my buffaloes that I have let out and wandering around.
Walk up to a buffalo and give it a carrot.
And what's it going to do? Thank you and go home?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really hungry, dude. Thanks. I'm heading home.
They are very peaceful. They're just grazers. They're not meat eaters. So on behalf of the Boston Promised Land, I thank y'all.
That is a really weird story.
If they're very peaceful, okay.
Well, who's to
but
know
I
that?
Don't know. I'm not.
Are they always
scares
peaceful?
Me a bit if I see buffaloes.
Of course, they're very large.
But who hasn't lost their pets? I was living in a house and the pets, two dogs, ran from the house and went into and ran around inside of a Jewish temple. And I was chasing them with the security guard guy. I was chasing them around, like trying to get their attention. And they were just on fire. They were just running around
in
checking
a synagogue.
Out. Yes,
were
in
they
a synagogue.
Knocking over any like religious artifacts?
No, not really.
Or disturbing.
No, I mean it was
folk
on. They
were praying.
They weren't having a service then. Thank God.
Phew,
that would have been great if they were.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been so good. But they were. But I finally got him back in control and took him back to the house, and I was very embarrassed. I
had a very large dog when we moved into a new place. It was in Hollywood, actually. We opened the front door, and this huge dog just went tearing upstairs. Went all the way up, started running around.
Why
upstairs.
Did they want to know upstairs?
Because it used upstairs. To the people that used to live there used to have the dog over on a regular basis. So we're like, why? Where is this dog?
That's so weird.
And the neighbor was like, I'm so sorry. But she was really super nice. But that does not beat a synagogue.
No, that's fantastic. Awesome. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Your neighbor's pets got out.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, or yours did.
Or was it something worse? Was it a snake or a whatever, you know? Yeah. Spider, for God's sakes.
You ever lived with people that have snakes? I had a roommate.
I have not.
No. I lived in there was like 7 or 8 of us living in this house.
Not a snake fan.
And she had this huge, and we're always like, if that snake ever gets out.
Right. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But your neighbor's pets got out, or yours did. 818-955-KLOS.
We got a twofer now from the Cars. I'd love to do this. You're going to hear another one from Pink Floyd later this hour. You know, as they appeared on the album, a twofer. Enjoy! Just like it was on the album, a twofer from the Cars for you.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about your neighbor's pet got out, or perhaps your pet got out.
Or a buffalo, if you had a buffalo, like what's-his-face?
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had a 9-foot reticulating python.
Son of a bitch.
And I kept him in a 6-foot cage, and occasionally he would get out. And once he got out, I couldn't find him. And my girlfriend was over, and I forgot to tell her. And she opened up a junk drawer and thought she saw something and wouldn't go back in there. And the python had crawled in behind the drawer.
Oh, my God.
And woven himself into all the lattice work in there. And I had to take about 45 minutes to pull him out, because as soon as you pull one loop out, another one gets thrown in.
Of course.
9 feet long.
So was she still your girlfriend after that, or did that kind of wrap it up?
I had to sell the python after that.
You sold it?
That's a wise man.
I had to sell it. Well, I married her, so it was a good deal.
You married the python and then sold her.
Right, sold
That's
the
weird.
Wife. Yep.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rich.
Hey, Rich. We're talking about your pets got out, or your neighbors.
Yeah, so the neighbors, I'm jogging through the neighborhood, and I got my headphones in, and I'm not doing a very good job of paying attention to my surroundings. And I look up, and there's like 7 peacocks in the front yard staring me down. And so I almost made a small mess of my shorts, as embarrassing as that may seem. And I didn't quite expect to see 7 peacocks.
Those actually belong to somebody? Because I know there's a lot of wild peacocks. Oh, okay.
So the funny part of it is that now, knowing that they live like a block away from us, you know, we're eating breakfast on a Sunday morning and looking out the dining room window, and there's one of them like on my neighbor's second story roof, and it's like a normal thing now.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I love that they hang around on people's roofs.
I know, that's awesome. Pretty strong. Yeah. Just staring down into the house.
Very weird. Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Mike from West Covina.
Hey, Mike.
And I had an Airedale Terrier got a hold of neighbor's pet rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
Uh-oh.
And I had to bring it back to them with the stunt on a shovel.
Here's what's left of your rabbit.
Oh, my God.
Have
how
you
terrible is that?
Seen that movie, Fatal Attraction?
No. So you literally picked it up in a shovel and took it to the front door and said, here's what's left of your rabbit.
Well, no, I didn't take it to the front door. I took it to their side gate.
Oh, that's much better.
Just tossed it back there and ran?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pets got out, or your neighbor's pets.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. And the skies are cloudy all day. I love this. Look at this rain. It's insane.
I know. I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
It's so awesome.
We're talking about Rick Ross, who's a rapper. His neighbors are apparently angry that his pet buffalo escaped.
Pet buffalo.
And were roaming on their lawn.
You know you don't want that. It's true.
And Rick did a video saying, hey, these are very, very kind animals. They're not carnivores. They're very easygoing.
No, they're not.
If you see my pet buffaloes,
feed them a carrot. I couldn't believe that.
Because they're insane. Very kind. I believe that's not true, right?
Hey, this is Nick from Long Beach.
Hey, Nick.
And I want to make a public safety announcement about this jackass that has buffaloes and tells his neighbors that they're real harmless.
That's what he said.
There's... To walk up and feed a carrot to it, which is ridiculous. Yeah, who's going to do that?
Go on Instagram or YouTube and see the film of people in Yellowstone Park.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting out of their car 10 feet away from a bison so they can get another shot. There was one, the buffalo rushed this person and hooked it with its horns and threw it up into a tree 15 feet high.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
This is the wild animal.
This is the story that started it all, as Rick Ross's
buffalo got out. Yeah,
he said they're kind.
Thanks
all right,
for
so
calling,
if you see a buffalo, don't feed it a carrot.
No carrots.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, man. Years ago, me and a buddy went to a Danzig concert, and we got back to his place pretty late. And I was too hammered to drive home, so he goes, "I'll go ahead and crash in the spare bedroom." So I got up in the morning to hear him kind of laughing and saying, "Hey, don't move, don't move."
Oh, oh no.
You know, I'm hungover. Sure. You know, I'm like barely hanging in there.
Yep.
So I open my eyes, and there's two emperor scorpions about an inch away from my face.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah, those emperor scorpions are like as big as your hand.
Were they his pets?
They were his pets. Apparently, sometime throughout the night, not knowing where the hell I was, I got up to go to the bathroom. I guess I knocked over this aquarium.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And they were facing you.
It was pretty terrifying. I think I drank most of the day after that.
I would think I'd be drinking now, even if it was 15 years ago. Holy cow.
That's insanity.
Of course, I'm doing that anyway, so you know.
That's true.
But yeah. Dude, that's a good one, man. That's horrifying.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about a pet that got out.
Yes.
I had a 6-foot red-tailed boa constrictor, and it escaped my room, and it was gone for like 6 months. I just thought it was gone. We looked all over the whole house, couldn't find it. And then one day my mom asked me to grab a box out of the top of my closet, and it was in there.
That's where it was. Wow. For 6 months?
For 6 months. It had actually gone into hibernation, and it shed. So there was a skin in the box as well, too.
Wow.
And it was perfectly fine.
Wow. Wow. And mom let you keep it, or did she even know that it was there at all?
Oh, she was the one that encouraged me to get it. She likes snakes.
I love your mom.
Yeah, that's a very different mom.
She's crazy.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. Pets that got out.
Cat? Wait, what is it?
Pets that got out.
We're talking about cats?
Any pet. P-E-T. Pet.
Oh, tattoo?
Yes.
Sure, yes. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Pets that got out. Not cats. Well, maybe.
We're talking about your pets got loose. You have a story?
This was about 15 years ago. My neighbor's dog got out. And then I seen him walking down the street, and I go, he needs help. He's an old Akita, a big Akita, about 210 pounds.
Wow.
So I try to save him from crossing the street. Instead, he knocked me down, and he got on top of me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and I grabbed him by the neck, and I just kept him up. And I told the owner, the kid, I go, grab him. No, he's going to bite me. He already bit you. And I go, it's okay. Just get him. And he grabbed him. He pulled him off me. And then I got up real quick, and I got him. But he snapped at him. And that's the owner's kid.
Oh, my God.
The dog was so, like, getting old already, so he lost it.
210-pound senile dog is not a good thing.
That's not what you want.
You
want
to make sure that stays in the house. Damn. Well, good on you for trying, man.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about pets that got out.
Yeah, I had a 75-pound North American bobcat that we raised, brought him from Montana. He got loose a few times in the neighborhood. Also had a 14-foot reticulated python got loose in the neighborhood in Whittier and
now
freaked
these
everybody
are
out
things
for a while.
You are not supposed to allow to get loose if you have them in the first place.
Correct.
This is true.
Don't
also had
do
a rattlesnake
that.
I'd lay out and get some sun once in a while.
You had a rattlesnake you let get out and get some sun once in a while.
Hey, she got to get her vitamin D somehow.
You're a terrible owner.
You're a horrible neighbor. You're the worst neighbor ever. Well done.
Everybody loved him. Are you
liar.
Kidding me?
Sure, yeah. I'm sure.
The Bobcat has his own blog.
Five songs in a row.
Five songs in a row. Five pretty maids in a row.
We picked a pretty broad topic
with
the words and. The song title has the word and in it. That's what we're looking for.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo.
And then?
And. No and then. Hey, you're quoting they go to White Castle deal. Good for you. You get 50 points.
Yes, I just smoked a bowl.
Excellent. Excellent. Good work.
So you got a song?
Talking Heads, And She Was.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Also Beatles, And I Love Her.
Oh.
Some good suggestions.
Very good. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Hey! That was my favorite song ever when I was like five. I just absolutely...
Good taste when you're five.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I like the last couple of songs. People coming up with and as starting off the song title.
This is day two because there's too many of them.
There's so many titles with the word and in it anywhere.
This one?
I do believe this might be a twofer. So what's another song from Joan with and?
Give me five songs with and in the title, and the cradle will rock. Van Halen.
And the cradle will rock.
I didn't say it well. Blended Emotions on Twitter.
We're going to have to do another day. We got more ands.
You have too many ands.
Yeah.
Third day?
Yeah, at least.
All right.
So we'll do it tomorrow as well. But I think we got time. Good time for one more?
One more if it's good. KLOS, hello.
All right. How about Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson? Ebony and Ivory.
We will stab you.
We will never play that song as long as we're alive.
We're going to track you down and stab you.
You understand me? That is the worst song that has ever been recorded. Come on, man. You hang up on yourself.
Okay.
Got a new job opportunity for you.
Oh, hot. Good.
New awesome. Mexico is hiring professional bear huggers.
Wow.
It's a real job.
Cocaine bears?
Nope. Little baby bears that are cute as hell.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Mm. Looking for a job, the posting says. If you'd like wildlife and don't mind dealing with, quote, problem animals, then you could work as a bear hugger.
Well, clearly they have their claws.
And they show a picture of a cutest little bear you've ever seen and somebody hugging it.
They make the weirdest little noises, too, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Almost like the turtle having sex noise we heard earlier, but much nicer.
The New Mexico Department of Fish and Game is hiring a so-called bear hugger that has the courage to crawl into a bear den.
Is Mama Bear there?
Now, I've heard a lot about Mama Bears,
yeah.
And I'm not crawling into a bear
not
den.
Not happening.
Ever.
No.
The department posted the job opening for conservation officers on Facebook, saying that viable applicants must have the ability to hike in strenuous conditions and crawl into bear dens and trust that their coworkers will keep them safe.
Why are you? I thought this was like in a zoo or something. You're talking about actually out in the wild?
Yes, out in the
wild.
Like
in a real den? Like, hey, I'm a bear. I live here. I got my cubs. I'm out for a minute. I'll be back. I'm getting some milk at the store. And if I find you here, I'll rip you to pieces?
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Applicants are required to have a Bachelor of Science degree in biological sciences, political science, or law enforcement.
Plus, like, some sort of brain injury to do that.
Natural resources conservation, ecology, or similar fields like criminal justice.
Criminal justice? And dealing with a bear.
What the hell? Those interested have until March 30th to apply.
This is a major punk. They're just, like, trying to find people so stupid as to crawl into a bear cave.
And then they're just going to watch them and make a TV show out of it.
P.S.
We do not recommend crawling into bear dens. They wrote on Facebook. So that's not for you?
No, I'm out.
All right. That me? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
You know, this isn't good considering what we're about to talk about. It's not helping the cause.
How dare you? So I got here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've had the name Kevin my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had the name Doug all my life, but okay.
It was fine when I was a kid.
Sure.
It's fine in grade school. It's fine
like
in
the
high
school. Kevin. Yeah, it's a good name. It is a good name.
It served me well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, what's up that?
I don't know, but...
It's turned a corner.
Kevin is really a bad name now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are trying to put that in place of Karen.
Yeah, the male version of Karen. And why Karen? Like we were saying, we know some nice...
Sure, there's some
nice,
lovely Karens.
Smart, intelligent...
But I don't care about that as much as I do the male version of Karen.
Well, maybe you should get on the Karen bandwagon.
I don't want to be Kevin.
Yeah, why Kevin? Why does that get to be?
There's something called Kevinism.
And that's not Kevining.
No.
Totally different
this
phenomenon.
This is discrimination against people named Kevin. What the F?
Wow, wow, almost, you really feel some power on this, man. You almost threw it out there.
Historically, wow. German people have a negative preconception about people with certain trendy Anglo-American names like Kevin.
Trendy? How is Kevin trendy?
I don't know.
My friend Kevin is not trendy in any way.
In no way. So much rude. So that there's a Wikipedia page about Kevinism, which is true. I went and found it.
Oh, no.
According to a master's thesis authored at the University of Oldenburg in 2009, certain names can indeed lead to prejudices on the part of teachers. For example, the name Kevin.
Wow, really? I guess I can see that.
Given to a German child indicates to German teachers that such a student is prone to attention-seeking behavior.
Oh, very true then.
I mean, so far so good.
Interesting.
As well as lower scholastic performance. And is also indicative of a lower socioeconomic status.
Well, you got into radio.
How many bad things can be about Kevin?
Well, you know what? This is kind of...
So I'm dumb? I do have attention-seeking behavior and lower socioeconomic status.
So, well, I mean, you know...
When did this all happen?
We were talking to that woman about the dogs, and she knew what kind of dog it was going to be just based on the name.
Yes.
And the breed. Mm-hmm. So if a certain breed is named a certain thing, and I bet there's weird truth to that.
Some people consider the name Kevin to be a marker of low social class.
You can't argue that one, my friend.
Though names do have correlations with parental income and education, making broad generalizations. Yeah, no kidding. In Germany, for example, Alpha Kevin. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Was, for a time, at the top of the list for an online poll for word of the year in Germany to describe, quote, a particularly unintelligent young person. I mean,
wow.
I'll accept young person out of that, but I'd rather not.
So this isn't like something that's just sort of zoning in on you.
This is
a worldwide, yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page titled Kevinism.
Wow. That's rough.
However,
change your name to Doug.
We're talking back in Germany, right. where it says Kevin equals a particularly unintelligent young person.
Right.
However, it was struck from the list because it was so mean. I got to be honest.
So now they're feeling bad for you. That's almost a little worse.
It's a little weird to have everybody coming after me now. I have a name of like Jeffrey Dahmer or something. Like, this is awful. Listen, I'll accept dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
get out of here.
I'm good with young.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But not true.
But come on now. I mean, it's weird to see the name that you've been given just get dragged through the mud.
Wow, yeah. So you and Karens are really feeling some pain.
No, it's not the male Karen. I don't know what you're talking about. Karen is a terrible name that's given to terrible people. Kevin is...
Despite what we just said.
Only means stupid and low socioeconomic.
Stop being a Kevin.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for what we learned. A 90-year-old turtle had 3 baby turtles.
Oh.
He's 90 and still getting the job done.
Oh.
And that's what he sounded like when he was doing it.
Oh, it was really disturbing.
It is. A couple in France wanted to name their baby Hades. And the government is blocking them.
And I went from, like, how dare you name your child Hades to how dare they block the name? They name it whatever they want.
Yeah, but you don't want to name your kid Hades, for God's sakes.
I do now.
And we did Give Me 5 songs with and in the middle, in the title, and we're going to do it again.
Yeah, because there's just so many. It'll be day 3 of and.
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Those are those guys from Orange County, Rival Sons. Their new album is Dark Fighter. They're going to be out on tour, taking that across America in the very near future. Bird in the Hand is the name of their new song, and I believe...
I love that.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
We're going to be doing something with them very soon here at KLOS. 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 2, 3, and 4 p.m., we play Red Hot Chili Peppers. You be caller 13. You get the limited edition vinyl copy of their Return of the Dream Canteen album, plus a chance to pick up $100 worth of gas card. Get yourself to Las Vegas and to see them, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, at April 1st, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Those tickets available right now via Ticketmaster. And we'll put you up at Excalibur Hotel and Casino for the night. And who's this?
This is John.
John, you got some fast fingers, buddy.
All right.
Made yourself caller 13, man.
Yeah. Come on, Vegas.
I will put your name in the drawing, and Heidi and Frank will be reaching into the vat of names, which... I think someone threw up into earlier this morning, so it's a little gross in there. But I'll put your name in there, and they might call you tomorrow.
Sounds great to me.
Our pal Louis Largent.
Yes.
Used to describe this part as psychotic Hawaiian music.
I can hear it.
Which I love.
I can hear that.
From Mother's Milk. I hope those guys do that when they are in Vegas. They're going to be there April 1st at the Allegiant Stadium. And we have a pair of tickets that Heidi and Frank may be giving to a human, along with a one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino, and $100 gift card and gas. Tickets available, by the way, for that show right now at Ticketmaster.com. But tomorrow morning, they might draw your name. Who are you?
Hey, what's up? No way.
Yeah, you're calling 13, man.
Who is this?
All right, finally you.
Welcome to it.
What's your name?
My name is Rigo from Los Angeles.
Rigo, you are called the correct caller, caller 13.
So you picked up the Return of the Dream Canteen album from those guys right there, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we'll put your name in that drawing to maybe go up to Vegas. They will be doing that tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank. You'll be listening, right?
I'm definitely going to listen. I listen all day long.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Let's go, baby.
John Lennon was freaking out, man, on this day in rock in 1967. His first major LSD trip while recording the backing vocals for Getting Better. Bruce Springsteen won an Oscar on this day in rock in 1994 for the song Streets of Philadelphia from the Tom Hanks movie Philadelphia.